and elements within a roster. So I'm wondering how you look at it from this particular matchup. And as you look at football, are you looking from the talent evaluation perspective or the player perspective or what?
I would say the various parts of my experience between executive, coach, player, and trying to combine whether or not a franchise, an organization, an individual team in that particular season, do they have the ingredients that could allow them to win? What can allow them to maximize their success as they're currently constructed? And if they're not currently constructed in a way that even has a chance of winning at a high level, then who's not doing the job from there? And that was one of the things, and you and I have talked about this before, that was frustrating to me about this past Bears season, because just through the lens I was viewing things, it was a similar construction of talent from the season before, slightly more difficult schedule, but, you know, in large parts, a similar schedule to the previous season, and not executing at a high enough level, and not only from a player perspective, but from a coach perspective, in trying to maximize the talent that's there. And it's a very difficult puzzle to put together. And I think the two teams that are in the Super Bowl this Sunday are prime examples of how that puzzle's been put together at such a high level. Because the Chiefs, as much as we view the Chiefs on this pedestal of execution, they have frailties. Their run game is pedestrian unless their pass game is working. Their defense is good and improved throughout the second half of the season, but is slightly above average. This is not a great Super Bowl defense. And then, of course, in San Francisco, they do a lot of things to shield what are some inefficiencies they have at the quarterback position. You referenced all the money they paid Jimmy G, and you know, he may prove to be worth it if they win a Super Bowl with him, but Kyle Shanahan has done a really effective job of not overexposing Jimmy Garoppolo in the manner that Mitch Trubisky, I think, was overexposed by the Bears play calling this past
season. There's a lot there and a lot of stuff I want to talk about with these two teams, that matchup, how it does relate to the Bears, some NFL in general. But let's start, before we take a break here, by asking folks if they want to hop in at 312.